Greetings, respected viewers. One of my viewers requested that salutation at the commencement of my broadcast from now on. Anyway, I'm addressing myself to this aching autobiography about Prince Harry. Can't quite say it's by Prince Harry. No. The vocabulary, orthography, grammar, and so on prove it's not by him. It's by his ghost, aperçu, offered by him. Because Prince Harry, obviously, semi-literate. The only A-level, which involved a bit of writing that he did, he got a D. But that's by the by. So has Prince Harry lost his mind? The soi-disant spare has spare. It's astonishing because the book came out just today and I've been able to skim through a bit of it. I couldn't read it in detail. I had to skip over some chapters. Of course, it was his incomprehensibility was staggering because it was written in Californian, if you will. Anyway, it is bizarre. It is revealing in some places. It's tedious in others. As I've said, it is predictable in many ways. It's things he's said before in other ways, things have leaked out in the media. And it shows what an incredible level of introspection he suffers from. And he's also his class blindness. For someone who's always railing against privilege, he really has no understanding of how immensely privileged he was, that we have to feel sorry for him, who grew up in a multimillionaire family, who was incredibly lucky to be born healthy, to have two parents who, whatever their faults, were very loving, to be showered in gifts, everything a child could possibly want. To have a brother with whom until recently he got along very well indeed, he had many friends, he had a superb education, as he said himself, he got things he shouldn't have got, he was allowed into Eton when he didn't pass the exam, he was allowed to stay at Eton when his GCSEs were the worst in Eton's history. In the combined cadet course at school, that's military training, he was given the Sword of Honour. Now, what's the chance that he was the very best cadet? I think it's very low indeed. No, I can't prove that he got that only because of who his grandmother was. There's just an extremely high chance of that. He got into Sandhurst despite his poor academic record, despite his poor disciplinary record at school. He was, and despite wearing a swastika armband at that party, all the rest of it. Anyway, I remember he got banging on about Jeremy Clarkson saying that the Meghan Markle should have to parade naked and have dung thrown over her. And then, what's his face? Harry says it's part of an epidemic of violence against women. Well, no, writing an article is not violent. Is he that thick? Harry, he doesn't know what violence is. I mean, he was an army officer. He ought to know a bit about violence. And what might be really violence against women was NATO's campaign in Afghanistan. I mean, which I'm in favor of, by the way, but inevitably women were killed, Afghan women, some of them by Prince Harry, possibly. And that's another thing. His braggadocio, crowing that he killed 25 Taliban. Anyway, so, I mean, some of the phrases were just too intelligent to come from him. The surreal Gulf fishbowl, the unending Truman show. Now, he would have been about 14 when that came out. Did he ever actually watch that film? I don't know. So some of it is very candid. Oh, yeah, this from the guy who wants privacy. And by the way, here are all the most private details of my family life, telling us how he lost his virginity. I mean, honestly, what's next? The particulars of his sex life with Meghan? It's staggering. Telling us how he got frostbite on his crown jewels. I mean, my goodness. Anyway, he said that young women had throne syndrome. They would be visibly fitting herself with the crown the moment they met her because they just wanted him because he was a royal. Well, the dums, at least women were attracted to you, much more so than if you'd been working class, middle class, or even upper class. So he feels hard done by that he was number two. Well, you know, you're still number two. That's higher than millions and millions of other people. He's really just got no perspective, no sense of just how incredibly lucky he is. He's really blind to his own wealth. Yes, exactly. I mean, no down dirty future in the world is not effort. And by the age of 18, you've got to take some responsibility. You've got to be an adult. Tutors can help, but they can only do so much. And somewhat lacking of innate ability. Okay, he's no intellectual. Nothing wrong with that. We can't all be brave. We can't all be high achievers in every area. He could have other talents. But stop being so professorial and lecturing to us. Again, it's the Dunning-Kruger effect at play. Really has no apprehension of his own cognitive limitations. So anyway, he talked about how he suffered panic attacks. I mean, that might be true. And it was difficult to appear in public. He could have bowed out of royal life much more, much earlier. He talked about his drug abuse, but we've known about that for years. And going out on shopping trips and so on. And I can imagine that did feel a bit imprisoning and things like that. We get some really mundane particulars about where he used to buy his clothes and stuff like that. And over here, people are speculating that he might be homosexual. I don't have any evidence of that, incidentally. It's neither here nor there. What he liked to watch on telly, characters from Friends he liked and things like that. Anyway, so presumably he related all this to his ghostwriter, and his ghostwriter selected the juiciest details. Yeah, this little episode, that's good. This one's got legs. No, that one's tedious. We'll dump that. It's got to be edited highlights. You can't tell everything, even only 400 pages long. It's got to be things that readers actually lap up. So anything scandalous, anything salacious, anything shocking, you think the toxicity of it. Do I think Parry passed the Eton test? No, I most certainly do not. I know from people who work for the House of Windsor that he was always academically low ability. All right, nothing wrong with that. I'm low ability at things. Everyone's low ability at something. He has other qualities and was fairly good at sports. He was a passable army officer. If he was that good, he would have stayed longer. He didn't get promoted very high. I mean, maybe Eton actually wasn't the right place for him. Did he just have to go because his brother was there, or that was the most upper class school? No, he's actually dull, dim. There are no two other ways about it. And in a way, this is quite dull, all the trivia about him. But it is very revealing, and he is an oversharer. I suppose it's generational. For the man who wants privacy, as in telling us all the most private aspects of his life, saying so how much he loved and adulated his mother, and how he absolutely abominates the free press. So he is a sworn enemy of the media. But let's forget, it wasn't always like that. His mother had a pet journalist, was phoning up the Evening Standard every single day to give them some story. How fired be allowed to say whatever they want about them. Well, of course they are. I mean, there's taken away from the Queen's funeral for saying less. Well, if you're disrupting things, a breach of the peace is a bit different. But I mean, obviously there are libel laws, but the royal family doesn't sue people for libel. And that's another thing, just how low down and dirty of this is. Prince Harry constantly verbally assailing his brother, just broadside after broadside, the most damaging, hurtful things he could possibly say. And that's cowardly, knowing his brother won't hit back. That's in for a dig. But remember when Paul Burrell, he released a memoir, A Royal Duty, telling lots of private about Princess Diana and William and Harry, who were best buds back then, they released a statement saying it was a cold and overt betrayal. And that's precisely what this is. This is a cold and overt betrayal for hard cash. You know, Prince Charles, as he'd been once, Princess Diana, when they did their tell-all interviews confessing to adultery, they didn't get a penny for that. But, you know, Prince Harry, Judas, should I call him, is doing it for 30 pieces of silver. Well, to be more precise, he's made over £125 million in the last 2 years from betraying his family. I mean, it is sickening. So is this even true? I don't know. I don't think it'll cause the end of the monarchy. It's certainly damaging an institution that he claims to cherish. And going on about, oh, mental health, must protect people's mental health. What about the plan? When you've been incessantly trashing their reputation in the media for 3 years. Privacy. What about the privacy of your brother, your father, your sister-in-law, your grandparents, your uncle, your aunt, everybody, all other members of the royal family? You don't get privacy from you. You're saying everything about them that they wouldn't want people to know about your dad's teddy bear and stuff. Anything embarrassing, anything offensive, you will say it. Your supposed physical altercation with your brother. So it really is despicable and utterly hypocritical. I mean, that's why I think I honestly wonder, has he lost his mind? You talked about mental health as stressed or depressed. Okay, that could be true of that. People go through these, especially been through some fairly traumatic experiences in Afghanistan, or indeed his mother dying in a car crash when he was 12. And telling us about all his heated arguments with his brother. I remember it was all fine and dandy until Meghan came along, until he met her in about 2016. There wasn't a word of any nasty disagreement between the two brothers. Anyway, you see so how self-harming this is. I mean, it's just an unforced error. So And he seems to be a bit rather macabre, thinking about all the people laid to rest in Westminster Abbey. Surprised he knew the historical fact of roughly how many it was. But anyway, he just doesn't have to obviously have to think about money, just how lucky he is. They could buy anything he wants. He's a multi-millionaire. And if he's not privileged, why on earth would anyone choose to buy this book about Pettley family squabbles? Only because it's the House of Windsor. Harry's done more for royalists. Well, you think so? He is really grist to the mill for anti-monarchists. He's said loads of things which are harmful, loads of things which are damaging, casting that pall of suspicion about racialism over the whole royal family, and then rowing back on this and saying, we never called them racist. And in fairness, he didn't explicitly do so, because the implication was unmissable, implied that they were racialists for being concerned about the supposed skin tone of Harry's son, Archie. And they still won't name names. So who's the individual? Let this person defend himself or herself. You know, Harry thinks nothing of going on some five-star safari trip to Botswana. And how damaging is that to the planet? Banging on about saving the planet, but, you know, never doing anything to reduce his own carbon footprint. So it's just yet more nauseating hypocrisy. He reveals William's private views of being a Remainer on the Brexit issue and things like that. Anyway, remember, Prince Harry, he actually had a very amicable relationship with Fleet Street. The British press were eating out of his hands several years ago. Is it only when Meghan came along that she ruined things? Well, obviously, Meghan, in 2018, she's the most Googled person on the planet. So she was this Z-list actress, and catapulted to fame by him. I've never even heard of her until she started dating Prince Harry. And if you look at her in Suits, you'll see that she can't act. That is her. Yeah, she's saying the lines, but that is her personality. That's how she is when she's in any other situation. And that's why I'm thinking that she's the most bankable name in the world. But no Hollywood director will touch her because she's useless at acting. And she's also impossible to work with, a princess in both senses. Entitled, impetuous, prissy, prone to tantrums, and that's why, you know, they keep sacking staff. So she's just impossible, and she's the one who's ruined everything, who's burnt his bridge with the rest of his family, who's alienated all his friends. Remember, Prince Harry was the most popular member of the British royal family, and the approval ratings have plummeted. When they got married, it's very, very popular. It's just not true to say the press was against them and were racist against them. And by the way, who is the press? In the United Kingdom, there are thousands of media outlets between TV channels, newspapers, online magazines, websites, whatever. So you can't say that thousands of outlets and tens of thousands of journalists are a monolith. No, they're not. There's a great diversity in the British media environment. And so they were very popular, had really a uniformly laudatory press to begin with. And still they started being hypocritical and deliberately tendentious. And the royal family is supposed to be above politics, are meant to steer clear of contentious issues and not be moralizing from on high, not be opining, not preaching at us from their $15 million Montecito mansion, £50 million Montecito mansion mall, to be able to pay £15 million cash like that for a house. Wow. It's just staggering. And his supposed empathy for the poor doesn't lead to him donating a penny to the needy. No, it's all me, like his wife, me again. And so this is sort of life therapy with the whole world. So he wants privacy. So here, 8 billion people can read about the most intimate details of his life. And there was all that twaddle, 6 hours of television and Netflix. I watched scarcely any of it. Constantly posing, my goodness. So you can see just how navel-gazing he is. Itself is deeply unedifying. So, and it's been put to him in interviews, you know, don't think this upset your family, and he parries that one. And it's a lot of it is just so tawdry, so petty, saying the Spice Girls were against sexism for girl power. I mean, I really don't know what they did about that. It was just a mindless slogan. So they lived in the lap of luxury, a bit like him. So he sees himself as a martyr. I mean, this guy, he just hasn't got a clue, really, does he? Really like their dad's new girlfriend, their mum's new boyfriend, or whatever. They supposedly beseeched their father not to marry Camilla, but he did anyway. That's not terribly surprising. And then what's his father's like privately? That he's like Shakespeare. Well, we've always known that. That his father was terribly bullied at school. Well, that's no news. That's been known about for decades. and things like that. But even King Charles comes out positively in some ways, but he is paternal in his own way. He tries to be affectionate towards his children. He tries to help, but he just is always thrown back in his face. So how on earth are they going to reconcile with their son who's admirerated them, or their brother who's admirerated them? That, you know, if you held out the olive branches, very, very private matters. So it's astonishing and sickening. I don't know what more there is to say. Meghan's going to come out autobiography, I don't doubt. And they're fighting, and obviously would deeply upset their mother. So that's Prince Harry. I haven't even read the whole thing. And their little tiffs about parking car park in such detail. I mean, the one thing I thought maybe was sort of sensible is when he said, fighting in Afghanistan, you try not to think of the human. If you have too much compassion for them, you're not emotionally involved. But I'm afraid to say he sort of put himself in the crosshairs and his children. I really don't want harm to come to any of them. Prince Harry, though I detest him, you know, I don't want him jailed, necessarily physically harmed, certainly not his children, but sadly the Taliban and those who are sympathetic with him, they may have a long arm. They might try and get his family. And who was advising Harry? I mean, he really is fundamentally thick, not to realize that is you're making even more of a target. There are always a few terrorists who want to assassinate royals. There are always a few lunatics who get assassinated and want to kill them. But you've just made yourself so much more of a target. That's it. I reckon he won't come to the coronation for various reasons, partly because he's made himself such a target. I really hope we never hear from him again, but I think he just won't put a sock in it. But there's really probably nothing else to say unless he's going to start making it up. This one was somewhat was recycled and kind of tawdry. And remember, he bowed out of the royal family effectively 3 years ago. His wife was only in it for a year and a half. And I just can't see how he can keep on harping about it. He's brought us right up to the time he left the royal family. Yeah, Charles is a bit old-fashioned, is a bit of a young fogey. William, maybe so. Is it because Harry's the younger one, he's less responsible? Because William is the older one, he was a bit more responsible, a bit like the Queen and Princess Margaret. Prince Charles said of his younger brother Andrew, he wants to be me. And same like Harry, so envious of his elder sibling, a bit of sibling rivalry. Well, nothing terribly remarkable there. Right, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, callahan79@gmail.com. Remember, I urgently need donations to keep this channel going. Goodbye.